Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. I'm so excited to have Alan Berman, who is the Communications and Development Coordinator for an amazing organization called Sado Intercultural. They are not only an intercultural organization, but an international organization and globally recognized for their work in the very important Sea of Cortez. So, Alan, it's great to have you here. I should fully disclose I'm a very proud board member, and I want you to take it away and give us the Reader's Digest version of the mission and important work that Sado is doing as we speak and why it matters.
The Intercultural Center for the Study of Deserts and Oceans, or Sado for short, is a binational nonprofit. We have an office here in Tucson, and our main campus is in Puerto Peñasco, or Rocky Point, made famous by our 1984 fin whale skeleton and endangered desert fish ponds that I'm sure many of you have visited. It was founded by UA graduate Peggy Turk Boyer in 1980, and like you said, we're widely recognized as the first and foremost nonprofit playing an absolutely critical role in protecting and preserving the Sea of Cortez and the Sonoran Desert ecoregion. The Gulf of California, as it's also known, is the closest beach and sea to us here in Arizona, and it's a highly productive ecosystem that provides Mexico with 70% of its seafood. It's also where we get our shrimp, crab, and lots of popular products consumed here in the Southwest. The Gulf is also very biodiverse. It's home to the world's most endangered marine mammal, the vaquita porpoise, and other charismatic species like the blue whale and California sea lion, among others, along with over 5,000 species of marine invertebrates that can be seen in our tide pools. Sadly, the Sea of Cortez, like all our world's oceans, is hurting, impacted by plastic pollution, overdevelopment, and unregulated overfishing, as are the people who traditionally have made their living from it. But the good news is that today, experts and fishermen alike understand that the best path forward is one in which empowered local communities are able to work closely with one another, with industry stakeholders, with government agencies, and with NGOs like Sado. By leveraging the knowledge of a binational scientific community and things like market-driven incentives provided by responsible seafood consumers like you, change is possible. And organizations like Sado are playing a major role, both in facilitating data collection, largely via citizen science, and fostering the trust and teamwork needed to bring people together around a common vision: vibrant, resilient communities and ecosystems in our borderlands. So for the past 40 years, Sado has served as a community center, a biological field station, and an ecotourism provider, as well as an award-winning research, education, and conservation facilities. We're fostering sustainable development and social well-being through a wide range of programs. We're building bridges by integrating people, knowledge, and we can be found on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn.
To learn more about them and their important work, you can find out by visiting Sado, CEDO.org. You can check out past episodes of this program at KXCI.org on the Mrs. Green's World page, and check out MrsGreensWorld.com to learn more about our important work.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310.